Kill her, mommy. Kill her.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I can't use Kung Fu for about 3 months.
Because if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Dartreuse! The only liquor so good they seem to color after it.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's gonna start crying.
We got entirely too many troublemakers here.
They use the satanic power of their bodies to turn men and women into their bloodstains.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up Republican shit.
Bruce Lee is gone. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Tonight,
that's
got.
Are we gonna
boogie?
That too.
I'm really cooking tonight, ain't I? Yes. Kill her,
mommy. Kill her. Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mom.
Are you gonna bark all day, doggy?
We're back. We got a couple movies to talk about.
We had a whole bunch.
Well, Zombie 3 we watched. I know it's coming out on Blu-ray or Brulee soon. So, but it's like $30-some. Like, who's going to pay $34 for Zombie 3?
Not me.
And 4. Right. So.
I'm holding out for the It's Alive trilogy. And Steve wants the Bloodthirsty trilogy.
He's Bloodthirsty Alive.
He's trying to subliminally add that to my subconscious or something.
But Zombie 3 is like a weird film. But
I'm trying to remember it.
Well, it takes place in some, like, I don't know. It's supposed to be some kind of tropical thing, but city, and then army guys are out in the middle of nowhere, and these...
Weren't they in a hotel?
That's what happens, is somebody gets bit when they, army people are doing some experiments, and next thing you know, there's zombies...
Overrunning the whole place?
Yeah, it's a big mess. And then,
We're missing the B-Row with Zach Romero.
I watched Rome Armed to the Teeth, which is an Italian police movie.
Was I probably.
It was all right, but one of the best things I watched was the Hammer Horror, the Warner Brothers years documentary. It was really good. I'm not sure what this was on or anything like that, but it went over a whole bunch of films and talk to some of the actors.
Well, I think I remember you watching that.
I like that one a lot. Raw Nerve, I can't even remember.
Raw Nerve?
I think it had, I can't even remember.
Was I gone then too?
Nah, I think you were here.
I don't even remember watching it.
I do remember Seven, which is coming out, was out on Blu-ray. It's like an Andy Sedaris movie.
For me, you said Seven. I was thinking
of
that.
Yeah, well, it's called something else, but then they...
Hugo Stiglitz.
It's Night of a Thousand Cats.
Oh, God, that's the most boring movie ever made. I hate that movie.
We have a commentary for that. But anyway,
We do?
Yeah, we did one.
Oh, Lord.
I think. Seven, it was okay. It, no, I mean, it had some playmates in it, but not a lot. And it's one of those things, it's like a precursor to all those later movies in the mid-80s. This was made in 79 in Hawaii. And then, of course, he made a lot more of these movies with playmates in the 80s and 90s, which... It's pretty much the same form.
Well, it's Andy Sedaris, isn't that what he's known for?
Yeah. And then we watched the new Blu-ray of Bloodhook, which Dana got.
which was awesome.
No.
Yeah, it was.
No.
That movie is awesomely bad.
Yeah, I guess. But, after that, I watched this movie that's coming out from Massacre Video. It's on Amazon Prime called...
Enter the Devil. Well, that movie was weird.
No, well, about this... Basically, some people disappear out and find them dead out in the desert, and you know, when you're watching, you see it's devil worshippers.
Yeah, I've seen the devil worshippers.
But there's a lot of shit to get to them. I mean,
You wasn't impressed with it, Steve?
It was all right. I mean, obviously, but I mean, I don't think I need it on Brulee or DVD. Bloody Games, we watched that in HD. About the softball team of girls who got tangled up with some rednecks, and then everybody's shooting each other and killing them.
Oh yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean it's all right. It was, I think it made in 80, 90 or something like that.
I liked it better than the movie that we just watched that we'll probably talk about eventually.
And then Red Sparrow I watched with Jennifer Lawrence. And it's like over 2 hours. I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's...
You must have watched that when I wasn't here.
Supposed to be, like, a serious movie. I mean, it's all right.
And I don't know. I'm so sick of hearing about Jennifer Lawrence, I could puke.
Well, her accent that she does, she's a Russian ballerina who gets her leg snapped so she can't do it no more. But her accent goes in and out all the time. It's pretty funny.
I really can't recommend it.
I mean, you get to see her tits and her butt, which is nice. But
the reason people go crazy over her is because of where she's from.
Well, yeah, she's from Louisville, and she's hot. I mean, but anyway, watch the crazier documentary. I forgot where this is. It's coming out, I think. It's called Mondo Magic. And it might as well be called Africans Eat Kill Animals. And mutilate themselves and stuff. That's pretty much the only thing it is. And they throw a little psychic surgery in there for no reason at all. But it is mostly about Africans. I guess they're Africans. Maybe they're not.
Steve wasn't sure there.
No, they're not. There's some stock footage of...
What they call them? Aborigine people?
So, yeah, they're not. They must... I don't know where... I don't think they're... Australian or New Zealand.
Hey, there's Jennifer Rubin again.
Looking really bad.
She looks like she ain't had sleep in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's probably, well, she's puffy looking. But anyway, Mondo Magic was, I had to fast forward through all the animal stuff because I wasn't going to sit there and watch
it. Yeah, I think that's when I tuned out when that started.
And then earlier today, watched... a movie I read about somewhere called Resolution, I think it's called. It's really...
boring.
It's one of these movies where... Well, there's stuff that happens, but it's all low-key, and then at the end something happens that we don't get to see, and then that's the end of the movie. So I hate when they do that, because it's like you wait this whole movie for something to happen, and... we're treated to the end of not seeing this big thing that happens.
And really?
And that's the end. So it's the ultimate bullshit of it,
really,
of these movies.
Really, the subtle creepiness, like the carving on the wall and stuff like that, there's no payoff to that because of the way it ends.
Well, there is no payoff at all.
No.
It's supposed to be like, oh, it's Eric Freeman.
It is Eric Freeman. Awesome. Well, we're not going to get to hear him because he's going to be off here for...
You can go to my website if you like, TheEricFreeman.com.
He has his own website now.
TheEricFreeman.com. You can check out what I'm selling there. Have a good night and take care of yourself.
Is he selling that stuff?
See ya.
I'm going to check out his website, TheEricFreeman.com.
TheEricFreeman.com?
Yeah.
Okay, and also we watched the... I just picked a movie at random because everything I was picking, Dana don't like.
No, I just wasn't.
And I told her Rape Revenge, and then that got her juices going.
No, this wasn't like...
Lethal Woman, which is what it should be called, Lethal Women, but whatever.
Shannon Toy was the best thing about that movie.
Well, she did decent acting.
And that's a woman singing.
And then she was crying and all that shit. But anyway, it's basically Most Dangerous Game. They show that she
only with raping.
She was in the military, and then she got raped by this colonel, and then her boyfriend, who was also in the military,
didn't care enough about.
Well, he basically at the trial decided he wasn't gonna say anything, so he just basically turned his back on her, and then he was still with her for a little bit. But anyway, it was. And then she basically, I don't know how she gets all this money, but she sets up an island with a bunch of women who...
Didn't her dad pass away?
I guess so. And then he brings all these... brings everybody involved in the trial and hunts them down after seducing them with all these women and stuff. I mean, it was okay, but nothing special. Nothing big. So...
I've seen better movies.
Hollywood Hot Tubs is what they're showing?
I don't know.
But anyway.
Yes, maybe.
We're going to watch a few more. I mean, obviously, I want to watch like I got The Strangers, Pray at Night. And,
I definitely do not want to watch that.
The Death Wish remake. And,
I want to watch the Death Wish remake, but I just didn't want to watch it.
And A Quiet Place.
Yeah, I want to watch that too.
We'll be back after we watch some more movies.
Bye.
Yawn.
The first question always, are these cannibals? No, they are cannibals. Cannibalism in the true sense of the word implies an interspecies activity. These creatures cannot be considered human. They prey on humans. They do not prey on each other. That's the difference. They attack. They feed only on warm human flesh. Intelligence, seemingly little or no reasoning power. Basic skills remain a more remembered than ages from normal life. There are reports of these creatures using tools, but even these actions are the most primitive. The use of external articles as bludgeons and so forth. I might point out to you that even animals could adopt the basic use of tools in this manner. These creatures are nothing but pure, motorized instinct. We must not be lulled by the concept that these are our family members or our friends. They are not. They will not respond to such emotions. They must be destroyed on sight! Small amount, the body is usually not tackled.
We're back. We watched Death Wish 2018. What do you think about Bruce Willis doing?
It wasn't horrible.
Was it Eli Roth's best movie?
Probably.
Yeah.
Steve waited till after I'd watched it before he told me Eli Roth did it. So, yeah, I would have to say that's probably Eli Roth's best movie. Is it as good as the original? No way. There's no way. You can't
make stuff like
that. You can't recreate any movie like that anymore, Steve. Right?
And Bruce Willis, to me, anymore, is just like, I don't even know if he tries, if he cares.
Is he just a character of himself now?
Well, he's not. He's kind of flabby. I mean, his arms are
flabby. Steve Hunn, we're all getting old.
Yeah, but come on. You don't need to. You can do something. But I don't know. I just think it's hard to tell if he really cares.
He's phoning it in.
Because he does, so, you know, a lot of bad movies. Another movie, a Blu-ray or a Brulee, Violence in a Women's Prison with Laura Gemser.
Okay, did we or do we not determine that that's the...
No. This movie and Women's Prison Massacre were made back to back by different directors. One was made by Joe D'Amato.
One was made by Bruno Mattei.
Right. So, this one is supposed to be the better of the two as far as...
Which one is Women's Prison Massacre?
Well, that wasn't the one we watched.
Okay, I know, but who did that one?
I'd have to look. I can't remember. All right. I'm thinking...
is this a shot on video thing? I'm looking at something Steve's got on the TV.
It's a short on B-Movie TV. Okay. I mean, I liked it, but I don't think it was great. It was made in like 82, same as the Women's Prison Massacre. I think Women's Prison Massacre really didn't have a lot of stuff, gore or exploitation. I think the...
Was that not the movie where the woman put the razor blade up her vagina so that when the guy tried to rape her,
It wasn't this one. I don't recall that.
Okay.
So,
because I thought the Women's Prison Massacre had that in there.
Go up there, Brian. Look at
it. I'm going to have to help him.
He was hopping.
He tries to get up there, and sometimes he can get up there, but sometimes he can't.
But the Blu-ray was... I didn't go into many of the extras, but the video looked pretty good. And I mean, obviously, it's not crystal HD, but some scenes are really good looking.
The birds said they liked it.
We went to the movies and saw Deadpool 2. What'd you think?
Which was awesome. There's nothing like the original, and there were a few things that bummed me out about this one. I told Steve I thought Deadpool 2 was darker than Deadpool.
I mean, this is a spoiler, so if you don't want to hear this part, he undid everything, so there is no...
Well, yeah, he did. So. But I think overall the film itself was darker than Deadpool.
Yeah, and there's supposed to be an X-Force movie with Deadpool and Cable, and But we'll see.
Because that's what they call themselves, the X-Force.
Yeah, but of course that was kind of a comic version. What was his name? Peter or Paul?
Something like that.
There's going to make a solo movie with him, but it's just ridiculous.
I mean, it was bad, but it was funny, too, that whole, I won't give that away, but the whole thing when the group first gets together, the X-Force gets together.
When we watched the new horror movie, Quiet Place, which I heard some people didn't like it, but I thought it was decent.
I thought it was a pretty good movie. Now, the ending leaves something to be desired. Again, I won't give it away for anybody that hasn't seen it.
I mean, I don't think it was anything groundbreaking, but it was pretty good. I would, you know.
But decent overall, the movie was kept my interest and stuff.
Right. Of course, I don't know what Dana thinks, but what's the Stranger sequel, Prey at Night, which...
I refused to even watch it because The Strangers was so awful.
I think it was pretty damn good. I mean, I wouldn't say it's something...
Did it explain anything?
No, it doesn't. But everybody got killed.
Everybody got killed.
Well, another spoiler alert. All the Strangers were dead. They killed all the Strangers.
I thought it was supposed to be a prequel.
No, it wasn't a prequel.
Or to tell their history.
No.
Oh, okay.
It had a lot of, like, 80s John Carpenter type music in it.
Yeah,
but
I would say that. But,
it wasn't, it was a decent movie. It was it's almost like what Wolf Creek 2 was to Wolf Creek. Wolf Creek was okay.
Well, I didn't watch either one.
It was just very kind of slow and methodic pacing. Wolf Creek 2 was just insane and fast-paced as compared to the previous movie.
Okay, Steve is going to disagree with me. I know he is, so I'm prepared for it. But, okay, like a movie like Halloween with Michael Myers... You don't have to have a backstory.
There is no backstory for these characters.
No, just let me finish. You don't have to have a backstory, really, for Michael Myers. He's possessed. He's this unstoppable force that's going to kill everybody that gets in his way. Okay? But these guys went to all this trouble to wear masks and all that stuff. Why?
Why do you need that's the same thing as Michael Myers?
No, it's not. They were not any unstoppable supernatural force.
They did it because, I mean, there's no explanation, but it was just for the hell of it.
Just for fun? They were thrill killers or something?
Pretty much. I mean, I was thinking that maybe the other daughter would turn into one of them since they killed one, but then they end up killing every one of them, so... And that was, but, you know, I don't know. But, I mean, it's...
Okay, so they were, in a way, thrill killers. But still, I was expecting something more creepy. Because, you know, the original kept showing those people out in their yard with the masks on and stuff. And I thought, well, this might be really creepy. And then...
Well, you could say that one was the more, like the more gourmet version, and then this is the fast food
because this is more fast paced.
And this is more, like other people said, more of a slasher type movie.
I guess the line in the original Stranger explains it best. It's like, why are you doing this to us? Because you were home.
Because that's more scary, because if you're home and some they do that, you're...
Which I can understand that, but I guess it's just not my kind of movie. I won't say that it's horrible, it's just not my kind of movie.
Well, moving on to Dana's kind of movie, she got the box set of It's Alive. So.
I did, yeah, the Monster Babies.
And we watched the first one, and I've seen the first
one. John P. Ryan.
Yeah, and then all the awful 70s carpet and fashion and wallpaper.
And how crazy his wife, I mean, I know she gave birth to a monster baby and everything, but my gosh, she got completely loopy there towards the middle of the movie. And like John P. Ryan's like slapping her around. And
well,
stuff.
Why wouldn't they just put her under sedation? That's what they should have done.
I mean, there were these doctors came over, or whatever, scientists, whatever they was, and she was like, we should get out the steaks, honey, and the good silverware and all that. I mean, it was just getting crazy. But the second one, which I don't know if
I've seen
you watched all three of them.
I've seen all three, but I don't remember the third one much.
The second one.
Joe Bob showed them on the old drive-in show.
The second one has the great Frederick Forrest. I love Frederick Forrest. Except it bothers me in that movie Right to Kill he was in because he plays an abusive husband. But it. Other than that, I usually like Frederick Forrest and everything he's in. Do you like him?
Yeah, he's all right. I mean, I've only seen him in a few things, but I know who he is.
He's in that, in The Deliberate Stranger, the Ted Bundy movie.
Well,
And what? I don't really remember much about It's Alive 3, Island of the Live. I remember my dad watching that, but I must not focus on it much, so...
Rink. We watched, I watched Bad Bunch, which is this movie from the 70s.
Bad Buns.
Bunch.
I thought he said Bad Buns. Oh, you got to talk about the Van movie, too.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about it. But anyway, Bad Bunch is not a Brady Bunch ripoff. It's there's two guys, one black, one white.
It's a Brady Bunch porn. That's probably been done.
Vietnam, and the black guy dies, so the white guy goes back to the city to
blaxploitation.
Yeah, when he gets out, he visits guy's father, and talks to him, and then
that's a crazy
the old man's thing. Other son comes out and just tells the honky to get off there, and he's like really pissed. And they get pissed at this white dude for no reason, and they keep running into each other, and there's big fights. I don't know if I would say
there's going to be a big fight.
Yeah, I know. There's a growl on.
It's vicious. Don't do that.
But Dana got me the Bloodthirsty trilogy from Arrow.
Have you watched all of them?
No, I've only watched Vampire Doll, which is the very first movie in the series. Which,
and for some reason, I didn't realize until Steve specifically told me that these were Asian or...
Japanese vampire movies, yeah. Which is weird.
Weird.
They're really great looking. They actually had one of these. It's called Lake Dracula, and it was... Lake of Dracula, and it was on TV. I watched it one
Steve
afternoon.
He must have had totally different channels growing up.
Well, I can't out of Louisville. Yeah. So, but yeah, it was. I remember watching it, and I was like, "Yeah, oh, a Dracula movie." And here I go, "What's these Asian people doing?"
Yeah, that's
so. It's a little. It's not. I can't say I haven't watched them enough as an adult to appreciate them. But I'm definitely going to pick up at least one more this weekend. Watch one, and then. Watch the other one later on.
Steve's wanting to watch another movie that I don't really want to watch.
Well, yeah.
We'll talk about
Pets. Pets on Blu-ray. Yes. It's happening this weekend.
At the Benningfield home.
But we can talk about Supervan, which even though I didn't finish it, it's like I got close. It's the most 70s movie I've ever seen with CB radios and vans. And van competitions. I don't even know what the hell that is.
And the super van goes around making this weird noise. That's what Reggie does sometimes.
That's me.
It's Steve doing it now.
But anyway, it's like I say, I hadn't finished it. It was on this triple feature I got from Bill Olson on Brulé. It looks very beautiful on Blu-ray too. It's a triple feature and.
Break another.
Come on, you're gonna run out of growls. But anyway, that brings us up. So we're gonna take a break and watch some more, and we'll be back.
Bye.
Brulé.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
Charlton Heston is the Omega Man. The Omega Man. More than fantasy. Maybe. The future. Rated GP.
Hello, Dana.
Hi, Steve.
So, I was thinking it's kind of hard for us to remember what movies we watched last weekend. I don't know. I can't remember anything. Can you? Oh, Blood Harvest. Is it Blood Harvest?
Yeah, we did watch Blood Harvest.
It's the pulled 88 Films release,
which is kind of funny.
Oh, so 88 Films had to pull it?
Yeah.
Oh, so now I'm not going to get it.
Not unless they did release it. So, no, you're not going to get it. Not going to get it. Not going to get it.
Well,
not going to get it.
I'll live, but...
But
let's tell everybody what Blood Harvest is.
Don't tell the tulips.
Does anybody remember Tiny
no.
Tim?
These people don't remember Tiny Tim.
I mean, I know who Tiny Tim is. I don't remember watching him or anything other than this movie.
Well, he used to be on a lot of stuff. Then that's basically played a ukulele.
And sang in falsetto or
and
whatever.
What was his woman's name? Miss something. But
no, honey. You're thinking about, Retro Media Guy.
No, he had a woman. Something.
Yeah, but her name wasn't Miss so-and-so.
Okay, well, I don't know what her name. Well, anywho, he long hair, played a ukulele. He was on a bunch of 70s and, I guess, or 80s. Talk shows and all kinds of stuff. Well, anyway.
But is this the only horror movie he had ever
yes.
been in? Okay.
I guess this was 1987, I think, or 88. I'm not sure.
87.
And the great real Bill Rebane
did this.
And this is
did the giant spider invasion.
Yeah, and this is like his. I mean, this had nudity and a lot of, you know, violence in it, but. And basically, at the beginning, well, I won't go into that, but he's a weird character. Is he mostly dressed up as a clown?
Well, his brother keeps saying that he's gotten weirder. He hardly ever takes the makeup off anymore. So I don't know if he, like, went to children's birthday parties and did it for a while.
I just thought he was a freak who...
Well, I thought he was slow or mentally handicapped somehow, and he, I don't know,
mentally handicapped?
But, whatever.
I mean, this girl comes home.
And she's looking for her parents, and she can't find them.
And all of a sudden, there he is in the house, or comes in the house.
And he brought her flowers, and he's like.
And she doesn't seem too upset.
Yeah, because she knew Merv, who that's
Merv the perv.
But, well, the Marvelous Mervo, I think that's what they call him. But Merv and his brother Gary are like childhood friends of hers.
Gary.
But, yeah.
Where are you?
I guess that's why she wasn't scared of Merv.
And at the same time, there's a killer.
And everybody hates her dad because he works for the bank and they're having to foreclose on everybody's houses, because this is a bunch of farmers and stuff, and I guess, I don't know, for whatever reason, they can't make their house payments, so that's why everybody hates her dad. Like, when she comes home, they had wrote scum and bastard and everything all over the house, but she still can't find her parents, so.
Yeah.
But basically, she's worried about her parents, but it's not enough worried about them that she just comes in there and has fun with Gary and has fun with her boyfriend that comes to visit her.
Gary?
And takes a shower and gets a good night's sleep and all that stuff.
But yeah, first time I've ever seen it, I mean, I didn't, it was okay, but it just for the weird factor.
Just for the Tiny Tim factor.
I mean,
There's nothing really exceptional about this movie that makes it unique from any other slashers other than Tiny Tim being.
Did we watch something else before
that?
Because I know I was in and out for Tiny Tim movie.
Yeah, I think you were. I sat and watched it, but Steve was really in sleep mode by the time.
I was in and out.
Blood Harvest.
My blood or my favorite.
What state. What is the other name for Blood Harvest? Was it the Marvelous Mervo?
Maybe. I don't know.
It was something like that. But anyway.
Anywho.
I'm trying to remember.
Well, it's okay. We don't need to remember. We did go to, I was going to say, we went to Days of the Dead in Indianapolis.
And thankfully our car didn't get hit this time.
Well, we parked in a parking spot.
Yeah.
It was almost our shortest convention ever because we were in and out pretty quick. Well, 2 hours.
Mainly, I mean, and I hate to say it, but mainly because I was depleted of the funds that I wanted to spend really early on. And the fact that there weren't the vendors like the Blu-ray vendors that we thought were going to be there.
What was it? Vinegar Syndrome was there.
Which Steve ended up getting something from them. And you also got a Psychomania pin.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't recall who that guy was, but I was wearing my
Psychomania shirt, and he pointed down, and I was like, I didn't know what he was pointing at. And about a second or two later, I saw it.
And Steve bought it.
I bought it.
$10, but that was the only money Steve had, I think.
Well, I didn't even plan on spending that, but whatever.
But I mean, I'm sure these celebrities won't hear this, but not to make them feel bad, but like Danny Lloyd, for instance, I know Danny Lloyd was not charging this kind of money the first convention he was at. So either somebody has told him, you know what, you can get more money than you're asking, because like they called it a combo for you to get a picture and an autograph from him. Hmm. It was $60. And so there was $60 plus I give 15 for one of the Funko Pop Danny Torrance figures so I could have Danny Lloyd sign it. And then I also met Bill Moseley, who was charging $40, and he got a picture included with that, so. But I don't know what Steve's doing. I don't know if I should wait for him to get back over here or not. Okay. But
I'm just saying that's insane.
The prices.
You paid $40 for the autograph?
I paid.
Bill Moseley?
Yeah.
That's insane. It was like $20, $25 at the other a few years ago.
That's what I'm saying. You said the same thing about Danny Lloyd. There was no way he was charging $60 for an autograph and a picture at first.
But the thing is, they have to make a set minimum to pay back. I mean, to pay the people who bring them in, the people who run Days of Dead have to make money back. So they pay them, and then what happens is, they get paid. The more money they bring in, pays them back, and I guess they keep the extra. The celebrity keeps the extra. I don't know how it works. That's just the way I think it works. But either way,
So they have to pay their manager or their handler or something?
No, I'm saying just when they bring people in, I would think most of the time they're going to guarantee them so much money.
Oh, I got you.
So I don't know. I don't know how it works.
So I don't really know in the end who sets these autograph prices. But actually, Ted Raimi was cheaper this time than he was at Horror Hound or wherever I did meet him at.
Yeah.
So I guess it varies. Wherever you go to and whatever they've got to make back, I don't know.
I don't know. It's a weird thing. And they're, you know.
And it's real easy for people to say, well, screw it, I wouldn't pay so-and-so. But, I mean, I don't honestly think Danny Lloyd's going to be dying anytime soon. I hope not, because he's just a little bit older than me, maybe like a year older than me or something like that. But it seems like I did that for a while. I said, I'm going to wait and meet so-and-so. Well, Gunnar Hansen, in the meanwhile, passed away. I didn't get a chance to meet him. thankfully, I met George Romero before he passed away. But if I hadn't met him when I did, chances are he would have passed away before I got to meet him. Same thing with Angus Grimm, and, you know, and I think about people that didn't get to meet him. But, you know, we have some friends and stuff that say, screw this, I'm not paying these prices anymore. But you kind of got to weigh the pros and cons. It's like...
Pros and cons?
Do I, you know, wait and see if their prices go down and run the risk of never getting to meet them or anything? Or do I go ahead and pay this, the X number of dollars? And evidently, Steve's of the mind, screw it, I'm not paying these prices, because the only thing Steve bought was that $10 pen.
I mean, I'm just...
I think Steve is pretty much out of the autograph getting business, unless it's somebody like Argento.
It's possible that I would get some, but it has to be different, specific people. I mean, Cheryl Lee was pretty cool. I got to see her there, and Ray Wise, but I mean, in the old days, $20, $25, it would be a different story, but not this.
I think we went long past the days we're going to see $20 or $25.
No, I know. So
unless we're really lucky, unless it's somebody.
Some of the people that, there's some people that you've never heard of are charging more than that, and it's like, I mean, what's going on here? I don't even know who you are, and then you're charging more than I would even pay if I knew who you were. So it's
Joe Paul Briggs has been reasonable in the last year or so. John Amplis, but these are people.
Well, we'll see how it is when he's supposed to be at Scarefest in September.
Yeah, but I don't think that people like Joe Bob and John Amplis, stuff like that, are really that interested in making money. Maybe they just like meeting the fans and stuff.
Fans.
And, you know, maybe people like Danny Lloyd depend on that extra money. I mean...
We don't know what he... I mean, I don't know. Either way, I mean, he is a teacher, so obviously teachers don't get paid a lot. That's just the way it is.
And they don't get paid through the summer.
Well, they do, but they have to take less money throughout the year, so they keep getting paid during the summer.
Right.
That's how it works. Or you just don't get paid and get paid more during school.
But I thought Steve knew that I gave 40 for Bill Mosley.
I wasn't paying attention, obviously.
But
yeah, it's just craziness. Blood Theater, I think it's AKA Movie House Massacre.
I think so.
And then I don't know what that Vagrants or whatever the heck it is. That's his first movie or something.
Oh, okay.
So Rick Sloan is the who did Hobgoblins made that.
Is that a pseudonym or is that his real name?
I don't know. I never watched. I don't know.
Now I told Steve that Blood Theater. I saw it on.
I know
VHS,
they get that slutty girl in there, right? There's a girl who's like a slutty girl.
Ain't Mary Wernall in it?
Yeah. But, I mean, I've seen it before.
I think Mary Wernall works in the where you get your...
It's a Warnoff.
Yeah. But, anyway, it's been so long since I've seen it, and it was like, it was not what I thought it was going to be. I saw it back on VHS, so that tells you how long ago I've
and
seen
then,
it.
And then, Dana got the Amityville Horror Trilogy Blu-ray set.
Which I've been going through the extras, but I'm saving the 3D one for me and Steve to watch.
I thought I downloaded that in 3D, but...
I don't know.
Dana got me the Walking Tall Trilogy, which is...
Yeah.
It came out on Blu-ray, but...
I found that at Walmart.
Yeah, $10. I mean, these movies are like 70s drive-in movies. I've seen them before. Got Joe Don Baker in the first one and Bo Svenson in the other two.
Oh, okay. I knew Joe Don Baker was
so
in the first one.
It'll be,
those are movies my dad used to watch.
Yeah.
It's like those and Billy Jack and, you know. Just,
they would cut them up and show them in the afternoons, like during the week. So you'd have Walking Tall and then two other movies because there's only three and you got... So, but anyway. So, I mean... it's interesting to go to these conventions now just to see how much money some of these people, just regular people, will blow. And then also, the bad tattoos, the body odor.
And the things that you might hear in the women's bathroom. I heard a woman, and I told Steve, I hope to goodness that she was mentally handicapped and that was not just a normal person doing that. She was moaning and groaning while she was in the stall about, because she ate a bagel at McDonald's, and said that her mom hadn't brought any extra clothes for her and all this stuff. It was like, it was so weird.
Everybody shit their pants sometimes.
Yeah, but she was sitting on the toilet, I'm guessing, so I don't know if she shit her pants before she got in there or what the...
Well, as Captain Spaulding says, shit the bed.
We saw Captain Spaulding.
Yeah, he looked...
A.K.A. Sid Haig.
He looked skinny.
Yeah, Steve was talking, because he was right, he was beside Bill Moseley, right?
Yeah, that's the skinniest I've ever seen him. I mean, maybe I just didn't notice, but... Did I tell you that he was at Wasteland one time, him and Bill Moseley? But it was when we got there.
I don't know if you told me.
And me and somebody was eating at the at that restaurant at the hotel, and then Bill, I saw over there there's Sid Haig and somebody eating, and then one of the waiters comes out there. You need anything else? The guy goes, "You need anything else, Captain?"
What, was Bill Moseley with him?
No, or somebody else? Bill Moseley wasn't with
him. Steve, you have a strange luck that you end up, like, you ended up in the bar, the hotel bar with Danny Simon, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then you saw the guy that played Demon on Friday Five in the hotel restaurant.
No, he was sitting, that was here, and he was sitting behind us. And then it was, you know, Felcher and the other guys sitting with us. And then I could, yeah, I looked over and, of course, I saw, you know, kind of an afro, a little fro hair. And I was like, that was him.
Oh, and Steve got his bicep touched by January Curtis.
She squeezed it. It's so hard. I go, yep.
Her hand was cold, Steve said.
She probably had a water bottle or.
Well, she was coming back from the bathroom.
No, she was going to the bathroom.
Oh, she was going to the... But do we want to talk about this movie that we just watched?
We can watch it. It's a Netflix movie. So if you want to watch it, it's called
Tau.
Tau. T-A-U.
It's pretty decent, I thought.
It's, you don't know what's going on.
Oh, The Visitants.
The Visitants. They, this girl's... I don't know. She's going at the beginning. I mean, she doesn't look like she has much, and somehow she gets kidnapped into this, brought to this place where she's got the big gag on her head and got some kind of thing
in
the back.
I thought it was going to be some kind of torture
for and you know, I don't want to go into much, but it's got to do with artificial intelligence and stuff like that. It's a I don't know any facts behind the movie, so, but it, behind.
He didn't even know that it was a Netflix movie.
No, but it was decent. So,
yeah,
if you have Netflix, you can check it out. I do think maybe, I forgot how long it is, an hour and 41 or something. I mean, maybe it could have been a little bit, less time, but, you know.
I remember this dude.
Yeah, but anyway. So, this is, we're not going to watch Uncle Sam, are we, for 4th of July?
I hope not.
Okay.
That movie's awful, even though it has PJ Souls.
That's the only, I don't think it's terrible, but it's not good. Who directed that? That wasn't no...
I think it might have been old Lustig.
Yeah, it was Bill Lustig.
Which, it's got to be the worst movie he's ever made.
It's a weird movie. It's almost like a political thing. And, of course... But anyway, it's kind
of... But is that the only 4th of July?
Yeah, I think so. I mean...
Dang.
Dang. But...
Damn.
Damn. I also got the John Wick 1 and 2 steelbook.
And Steve didn't realize that, like, there's a 4K version.
Yeah, I got the 4K versions as well, but, of course, no 4K TV or player, so.
I saw a 4K Blu-ray player for under $100
today. Yeah, I mean, they're cheaper, and the TVs, but, I mean, I'm good for a little while. But ain't much else I can think of to say, so I think.
No, because we kind of forgot what we watched.
Yeah, but we're going to call it a show, and happy 4th of July, and peace out.
Watch a lot of movies.
Yeah, eat hot dogs and
have backyard barbecue.
Drink water. Water!
Drink water.
Water! 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 Peace.
Bye.
Water, water, water!
No more second chances. No.